the people of India.
Having solemnly resolved to constitute India.
Having solemnly resolved to constitute India.
Into a sovereign, socialist,
secular, democratic,
republic. And to secure to all its citizens.
And to secure to all its citizens.
Hello and welcome to We the People. I'm Gargi Rawat, and today we are talking about the youth of the country, the millennials or Gen Z, who are often dismissed by the older generation, who they like to call boomers, as self-involved, interested in gadgets, good life, films, entertainment, what have you, but who have actually taken the country by storm, showing us they will not be dismissed, they will voice their concerns, they will make their demands, and they will dissent. Over the last couple of, from the end of 2019 into this year, the youth have enthralled us. They quote the Constitution, the preamble, Mahatma Gandhi, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar with ease. It all began with the campus protests against the Citizenship Amendment Act, and then the brutal police crackdown in the Jamia University on the 15th of December, which then sparked anger and protests across campuses in the country. And then on the 5th of January, you had the attack by masked men in JNU, which once again saw a very strong reaction among the youth. There were more angry demonstrations, even in St. Stephen's, in Delhi University, in IIT. So you had the engineers even coming out, and also among the scientists in IISc in Bengaluru, where they were chanting Azadi slogans. So today on the show, we're discussing India's youth and dissent. And we have representatives here from student unions, people who will one day become big leaders in their own right. And first, I want to go across to Anagha Pradeep, a JNU SU counselor. And, you know, JNU has really been in the eye of a storm, I have to say, over the last couple of years. We've seen this sort of narrative being built against JNU. And, you know, this whole Tukre gang, descriptions of anti-national urban Naxals, Tukre gang. Why do you think that has been, and it's reached this sort of climax now, but why do you feel this has been happening over the last couple of years?
See, I think the issue is, for the past 50 years, since its inception, JNU has been an institution where they have always, be it the students, be it the administration, be it the staff, they have always upheld democracy. Like, democracy is the basic principle on which JNU has been working for years. If you see the elections there, it's entirely conducted by students. The administration absolutely has no role in it. Now, since the BJP has come to power in 2014, there has been a...
It's also been known as a left bastion, but that's something we've known for years, right? That's the politics of JNU, and I mean, that's something that everybody knows and has lived with.
Yeah, it's a left bastion, but then still there... We do have ABBP people here,
sure.
There. We do have NSUI sympathizers. We have a lot of other groups as well, and a lot of shades of red. It's not just one red, a lot of shades of red. And I think this hatred against JNU must have started in the 2000s when there was this communal riot in Gujarat, and a team from JNU had gone to Gujarat as a fact-finding team and came up with some very crucial findings as well. Since then, the RSS has been planning an attack against JNU, and once they came
back... This is what you feel? This is the reason that you feel you're being targeted?
Yeah, this was stated by RSS itself. Before this as well, RSS has many times said that this institution should be destroyed. And now, once they came back to power in 2014, and it was all a planned attack that was happening on JNU. In 2016, the vice chancellor was changed. And within a week or two of his appointment, the whole attack on JNU started. That is on February. He was appointed in the last week of January. And on 9th February, you have this whole drama being started that JNU is full of anti-national, it is jihadists, terrorists, they are Maoists and what not. There was forged, there was doctored videos that were played in the name of JNU. And since then, there has been a series of attack on JNU.
Of course, there are a lot of claims on the other side as well against the students' union and against the left groups within JNU. And then, we are expecting the ABVP representative here to take you on that. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, but then there has been a seat cut in JNU, the complete seat cut for MPhil PhD seats. Then there has been a fund cut in JNU. In 2017, a student went missing from JNU and the vice chancellor did not take any action. He has been silent. Till now, he has been silent. He had even refused to meet the mother of the missing student. And then last year, there was a whole scam in the way the admissions took place. And now the fee hike has happened. JNU, as an institution, it has always been that a model that has always allowed people from all sections of the society to come and study. Like, as a woman, I feel much more safer in JNU than in any part of the country. That is where we actually feel freedom. Okay, we feel safe here, we can study here, we can get out at any point of the time. And this is the very idea that RSS and BJP is against. They are against women being allowed to move outside.
I'll have to have the ABVP person counter you. But Varke Parakal, you're the state committee member of the Students Federation of India. What do you think about this movement that we've seen, the manner in which we've seen these campus protests, and also the sort of claims being made by the government, by various leaders, saying that this is something done by the opposition. It's and when the JNU incident happened, the attack, there were talk of Congress and AAP instigating riots. So there's been sort of an attempt to weave this narrative that this is something the opposition is doing. It's not something spontaneous coming from students.
See, I'm from Delhi University, and there is some truth to it that there is some opposition backing in it. But then you have to ask the question, what is wrong about it, right? That is how a democracy works, right? When a ruling party comes and makes certain decisions, and when they try to implement certain decisions, the opposition comes and basically there's a healthy debate there, right? And regarding the riots,
but to the extent it almost as if they're trying to dismiss the student protests that we've seen in various campuses across the country as something that this is all instigated or engineered by the opposition and not something more spontaneous, or the fact that students coming taking to the streets against CA or against or in solidarity with Jamia or JNU.
See, that what they're saying, the so-called instigation, is an insult to the autonomous character of students. There is a way in which students are infantilized by this current government to a great extent, in which students, most of whom are over 18, who are adults, who vote, who do a lot of things, are as much as a citizen as anyone else, right?
Sure.
And they are a category in itself, a category. Students are a category who think, who make decisions, and who respond to things. And to classify anything students do as being instigated and everything they do as, coming out of rational thinking, then that, again, shows this kind of infantilization of the student community.
Do you think it's taken the government by surprise, because this is something, they don't know how to deal with it, because you have young people taking to the streets? Yes, in the past, we have seen, sort of action against dissent, people speaking out. A lot of activists have had raids, have had cases. There's some activists in the Bhima Koregaon case who are sitting in jail right now, and there are people who have fought for human rights, etc. So you've even Rahul Bajaj, when he raised the question about, why can't I raise a question? And we saw a lot of, ministers taking to Twitter to, question him and talk about it. But now with the students protesting, it seems that the government is not being able to sort of fathom or figure out how to deal with.
See, in DU, where I come from, things are a little interesting. Things are a little different from, let's say, JNU or Jamia or a lot of other universities.
Okay.
In that, for one, it is not one closed campus. The North Campus is one entity, but then the rest of DU is spread across almost the entirety of Delhi. There are over 2 lakh students in the university put together. And the DUSU elections are more similar to how a Lok Sabha election would happen, like a Lok Sabha election than a student union election, where almost 50,000 students vote. And what has happened in DU over the past several years is that there was a strong left presence historically in DU, historically as in a few decades ago. And what happened to that left presence is that basically ABP has basically attacked them out of existence. So I've been working in DU for the past year and a half as a student. And the attacks that SFI has faced there for the last 1.5 years. Earlier last semester, the state president of SFI, his hand was broken right in front of me. His hand broke in two places when they hit him with a baseball bat. What were we doing? We were sticking posters for the elections. Later that week, they did not even allow us to file nominations for the elections. When we were going to the proctor's office to file the nominations, their goon stopped us near the gate, and then we couldn't enter. We couldn't even contest the elections in Dusu this time. So this is how they've been dealing with, what happened in JNU became a big report because things like this usually don't happen in JNU. But what happens in, things like this happen in DU on a regular basis, on a fairly regular basis. And that's why it doesn't get the same, you know, the same alarmist reporting that usually...
All right, so you're saying this is something that you keep, something, of course, Delhi campus politics is something that has had instances of, clashes, etc. But Snigdha, somebody who's written a book on, the youth of the country, your book Dreamers, and you spoke to so many, a cross-section of young people about their aspirations and dreams. And now, with these kind of protests and how it's really caught the imagination of young people to have them come out and, speak about the constitution, rights, and unity especially. So what would you say about what we've seen in the last couple of weeks?
I mean, Gargi, to me, this seems like a unique moment. And I have been talking to young people for my work, for the book, as well as for my journalism since before 2014 to now. And I have never seen anything like this, not even in the case of the last time the JNU was in the news with Kanhaiya Kumar, etc. I think this seems to me like there's the government on one side with its enforcement machinery. And there is, there are like young people across the country speaking against the government and its power. And I don't mean everyone. I mean, to be sure, and this is not just anecdotal. I mean, survey data keeps showing us as recently as 2019 elections, that are like 70% of the youth who are asked questions about BJP or authoritarianism or right-wing choices, they continue to favor them. So there is still large section of young youth in this country who is very, very enamored of BJP, Mr. Modi, BJP, right-wing and authoritarianism. But I think that those who want, even if we take the 30% who doesn't, it still makes millions of young people who are speaking up. And they're speaking up not just in Delhi and in JNU and on Twitter. They're speaking up everywhere in neighborhoods, on, Instagram stories. I mean, you put it woke India on TikTok videos. Like it's everywhere on internet memes. So it's like,
and you've seen it change over the last couple
of weeks. I have seen
it
change. I think that even amongst the section of people who remains devoted to, Mr. Modi's promises, charisma, even the same people, when they are asked what concerns them most about the country, its future, their future, they bring up the economy. And I think that there is only so much unconditional popularity that any leader can enjoy. And I think that...
So is this a larger discontentment, perhaps, that we're seeing? And people, because for a long time, the government made the Kashmir move, and we hardly heard any sort of, opposition to it. Maybe one or two publications, maybe NDTV said a bit, but nothing much. And we were told this was a great achievement. And of course, showing strong governance. And CA also, we saw that in the parliament, yes, there were many speeches, but of course, the numbers are with the government, so it got it was passed and it became an act. But then suddenly you saw these young people taking to the streets and saying that we will not have it, and talking about unity and talking about this sort of discrimination on the grounds of religion. So, and do you think it's also got compounded with dissatisfaction over the economy and other issues?
I think it has been building up. I think since the BJP government came back to power, all it has done is just show its brute power in terms of policy making. And that does send a message, and that message is not positive, even for the general public. And that's the sentiment that we are seeing. And I think it began with that sentiment began to be expressed with the opposition against the citizenship amendment. And it continues to be voiced. The sooner that the government takes it seriously, the better for its
All
own
right,
future.
Siddharth Yadav of the ABVP with us finally. And so we're talking about the youth, these protests that we've been seeing. We've also seen pro-CA protests as well today. In fact, there was one in Delhi University. But, you know, just talking about how the youth have taken to the streets and somewhat taken the government by surprise, who it seems don't know how to deal with the you know, student protests. They're saying it's something instigated by opposition parties.
I think the youth has always been very intelligent in choosing what to do. And especially today when students in such large numbers came out on a weekend in Delhi University, all they were asking was for politicians to leave the campuses alone. Because if students have to decide upon, if students have to choose upon, if students have to comment upon any issue, the way the things have been going around in campuses, this is not the way of students. We never indulged in violence if we have to dissent to any act passed by the parliament. If we have to comment upon anything that the government is doing, we do not indulge into acts of violence outside the campus or inside the campus. But political parties have been behind the face of the students, taking a lot of political gains. They have been doing politics on the name of campuses and ultimately dividing the students between right and left. I can imagine there was...
But you are divided between right and left. No, have the left here. You have JNU Students
I'll give you an example,
Union, and
Gargi,
you're ABVP.
I'll give you an example.
And I'm not back, specifically I'll focusing, of course, on the mass goon attack in JNU. That is being investigated for what it's worth by the police and whatever the claims that the police
I'll
have made regarding
who's responsible. 3 months back, the Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad had given unconditional support to the JNU SU. The left-led JNUSU for their fee hike movement.
Yes, because you were united in
opposing
the fee hike.
Politics is beyond, but a student movement for fee hike reduction is what the ABVP wants. We did that for more than a month, until unless that movement was made more of a JNUSU recognition, for more than an anti-370 movement, for more than an anti-CAA movement, and then is when Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad said that we'll do it separately. But the divide which is there today was never there. The divide for ideologies can happen. The right and left can be there and should be there. All thoughts in the country should remain there. But this kind of divide being created today with politicians coming out and playing politics in campuses is just unfortunate.
Like what specifically, what do you mean by politicians coming out and playing politics?
It's nothing specific and everything's visible. Politicians coming out, sitting on gates of campuses immediately when things are happening, commenting upon what's happening. Students acting on a larger political propaganda that's going around in the country. I think I would disagree if the student protest began with CAA. The student protest began right after 370. And we can have both sides of opinion, but this government went into election, has been going into elections with a manifesto which included 370, which included CAA, and people voted for it. We are calling for our constitution to be in danger when political parties constitutionally have passed what they have promised.
And it has been challenged in the Supreme Court. Yes, of course.
And then
course.
We say constitution is in danger. Tell me where it is.
People didn't vote for it though.
Why? No. They got 303. They got 303 seats.
Agreed. But
not
I'm not sure. No, don't talk about EVP.
They were in the manifesto and people have supported it.
No, are you telling me people in the villages have read the manifesto? On the manifesto was also cleaning up the Ganga, was also creating roads, was also the economy, was also the job.
When we come out and say students can be not be said as they can be misled, students cannot be said as they are uninformed.
Yes.
We can come out and say this. Yes, but when voters vote for something, anchors on shows can come out and say they did not read the manifesto.
Are you telling me people
what the party was promising?
The
political leaders are saying this everywhere in all political rallies.
Tell
and they
me,
promised
okay, fine.
It.
Maybe
370
you know,
has been the issue
myself.
For
maybe
this country for
myself.
I don't know so
maybe
many years.
Read the manifesto
and there has
and
been a political divide.
Tell me something. Do you think the government has misread the mood of the people? It's gone ahead with first Kashmir. Yes, you had a big clampdown in Kashmir, so we didn't hear too much about the dissent, etc. Very few media channels also spoke about it, and it's been claimed as a big achievement. But with CA, now you have suddenly people coming out, and this is a time that we all know we need to be focusing on the economy, on jobs, on creating more avenues of employment. So would you say the government in the sense is, you know, why have taken this step that has created so much uproar, so much protest in the first place among its own allies? In the Northeast as well, we've been seeing massive protests.
Gargi, the government is not misjudging anything. If employment and the economic conditions of the country has to be discussed, and if that is deplorable, you do a show of We the People on that.
Which we
you
have
are
done.
The ones who are creating this divide.
Which we have
you
done.
Are the ones.
Today we are
the government
about
is not doing
the
anything.
The
government is
up.
Not making a CAA thing. They did not, when they passed the act, they did not give
I
a clarion call that all the students come out on the streets. We are passing a law.
IIT.
You come out on streets and do it. They are doing what they are doing. You are choosing the issues. What has to be discussed? What has to be protested?
Because it's what is happening
because
right now.
Because that is
choosing
the
streets for a reason.
And you choose unemployment. You choose any issue
it's
that the country
story
actually
right
has
now,
for.
And I'm going to go across
CAA
the
has
we have
maybe government refuses.
CAA.
But just a moment. But let's, you know, all right. Well, let's also talk about sticking to this issue of unemployment and the economy. Do you feel that you know the government may have perhaps misjudged, you know, picking its issues? First, you had Kashmir, then you have the CA. Gunja Kapoor, as somebody who supports the government, do you feel that perhaps this was not something that had to be a priority right now? We do need more jobs. We need to put the focus back on the economy that, let's face it, is the worst it's been in the last couple of decades.
First and foremost, we need to put things in context and understand and admit to the fact that CAA and economy are not mutually exclusive. Economy and ideology, economy and other issues can go hand in hand. I mean, this
but
is.
But you've created a lot of disruption by pushing in CAA.
Every
and with
change
your, with
causes
the, with
disruption.
The BJP's own allies.
Every change
you know,
causes
NRC.
Disruption. Remember when economy was liberalized?
But was this something
we
for
had
a few,
enough people
you know,
opposing
illegal immigrants.
It?
Was this required right now at a time when we need to focus on the economy?
You can never have a right time for anything.
Yes, you can.
You can
I think
never
like
really
right now we need to you know talk about that 5 trillion dream that we have
and,
of
and
the
that
economy.
Can go in parallel with CAA with your Article 370 coming in. I mean these are issues which can go in parallel. They
no,
do
they
not,
not
intersect
parallel.
At any point of time. The problem right now
can
is
I,
that
can
these
I just
protests
mention where they do intersect though.
Sorry.
Can I mention where the economy and CAA does intersect is the fact that you're bringing in I mean you are showing your benevolence by bringing in illegal migrants and making them citizens when you can't even feed the citizens that
do
you,
you know
do
how many,
have.
Okay, I'll ask you a question. How many
that's
okay,
what I was
yeah.
raising. Is it something that
great point. I'll ask you one question. How many Hindus and refugees who were in mm-hmm. India, on 31st December 2014, how many were they? Tell
you
me what
tell
your
me.
Research
you, I'm sure you're part of the...
No, no,
I'm
no.
not a political
I know
person.
It. I know it because I've done my research.
Person,
when
ma'am.
You are saying that you can't feed so many mouths and you are getting additional people, tell me how many people are getting benefited.
Please tell me. You tell me. You're the party representative. Please
that's
tell
the
me.
Point
I'm sure you have
the
number.
The point is focusing on our own people right now is the issue. Anyway, this was not a...
I find one thing very funny. I have to answer to the lawyers.
No, this is not a debate about CA right now.
When you talk
and
about
I, and
cost,
since Surya has spoken, I want to go across to Surya. Since Surya has spoken,
Gargi, I
no,
no,
one second.
To the
this
lawyer,
this
no.
debate is about the youth and dissent and how the youth have shown
so you
again that
you
can
speak
have
if the
dissent.
The debate is about the youth.
No. One moment, you've had your chance to speak.
I have to answer to the lawyer.
I haven't spoken yet on the...
I think
no,
you
because
can
we are not talking about the CAA right now.
You can,
should
you
I
can.
Rebut?
Not yet.
No,
can
okay,
I
then.
Put my point
this is the
first?
Dissent
first,
answer.
I want
yeah.
to talk about
I'll
dissent.
Agree.
You can, I will allow.
I okay, one moment. Surya, you are someone who faced a lot of anger, threats when you put out a poster from your home against the CAA when it was a time when the BJP was passing through your neighborhood and it was a reach out to inform people about CAA and about all the wrong stories being told by the opposition. And so you are an example of how you raised your dissent, you put your poster out there and you faced threats over that. So tell us about that.
So, of course, it was not like we weren't expecting any repercussions. We're not stupid like they want to portray. Students or the youth are not stupid. They're not misled. They're not misinformed. Just saying that. But, of course, the kind of violent reaction that we got, that was not expected by us. Like, we expected them to... call us names and all of those things. But the fact that they came up to our house, even after the banner was pulled down, was only to either harm us or to throw us out. And the fact that Mr. Amit Shah himself was there, local BJP leaders were there, and in front of them, that a mob of 150 people could do that to two girls from their own house, in their own house, is appalling because we are creating an atmosphere of fear in this country and we will not stand for it.
All right, and you've also from your landlord, you've
yeah,
been
my landlord
asked
was the first one, in
leave.
Fact, to respond as soon as we put out the banner. He was the first one to say, "Nikal jao is ghar se." Apparently, he's told some media people that he maine to inse baat bhi ki thi pehle and maine police verification bhi karai thi. Fir bhi ye ladki aisi nikli. So
ethnically, because you chose to dissent.
Well,
again, coming back to the point, which is the issue of the youth and, you know, showing of dissent. And we've seen a lot of creativity, I think, in this last couple of weeks, with be it posters, be it songs, be it poems. And I'd like to go across to Amir Aziz, a poet who's joining us from Mumbai, and whose poem, Jamia Ki Ladkiya, went viral. So Amir, tell us about what inspired you to write this poem.
Yeah, hello Gargi. It is on 15th tarikh ko, on 15th I was there when police started lathi charging people, you know, including students. I was there and I saw these women. I saw these girls fighting back and holding it. So it is a direct confrontation that made me write this poem. And sorry if I'm allowed to speak about that, but I was listening the conversation since a long time.
Sure.
And बार बार ये बात हो रही है कि ये जो पूरा protest है, इसमें political opposition किस तरह से इसमें भाग ले रहा है, या अलग जो opposition की political parties हैं, वो इसको बनाने की कोशिश कर रही हैं. I will say that, you know, this is again a lie. It is about trying to discredit the Indian youth. इंडियन स्टूडेंट्स जो यूनिवर्सिटीज के स्टूडेंट्स मूवमेंट कर रहे हैं उसको डिस्क्रेडिट करने के लिए ये लगातार सवाल आ रहा है कि नहीं 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 ये स्टूडेंट्स नहीं कर रहे हैं, ये अपोजिशन पार्टी करवा रही है, ताकि इस बात से बचा जा सके कि ये एक मास मूवमेंट है. यू नो इट इज बाय द पीपल.
All right, it is we the people, it is we the youth. Yes, Gunja, go ahead.
No, I think, you know what, I don't think anybody is discrediting it, including the government and people in the establishment. And the fact is that if it is a mass movement, it will eventually become a mass movement. However, the fact remains that you cannot deny that politicians have actively come out and taken sides and used students as their political ammunition.
Is there anybody who can deny it? Yes, I mean, they've come out and tried to march with the students and come and met the students.
Yeah, because they failed in the parliament. They failed in the parliament.
Absolutely. Nobody is denying the opposition in this country has been
very weak.
And I think for them it's a boon that the youth is suddenly coming out and protesting and filling that vacuum of the opposition in the country.
I don't think the entire youth is also.
No, not entire youth, yes. But we're seeing a lot of the youth, yes.
Yeah, they don't have to.
Not everybody has to come out on the boon.
Enough of them are protesting.
If I have the opportunity, if I have
I'm not yet. I want to answer this.
Yeah, so we heard something from the lawyer sitting here that if the people are being brought down into our country and in this current situation of economy, which is so deplorable, how will we be able to feed them? So just for a fact information, nobody is coming in.
Yeah, they already
people are already living here.
Yeah.
Go there, meet them.
Yes. Yeah.
They're living here for more than years.
Again,
that
talking
I'm
about
in this country. They're living here for more than the years. I have been part of this country. I met a family of refugees
who is living in this country
for 50 years. I'm in this country for 23.
Something that we've seen a lot of.
All those who came in before 2014,
only will be given the citizenship.
And the more fact, if she says so.
No,
if
please,
we are so concerned about the economy, if we are so concerned about the economy and people for like unjustly eating and
all
taking
right,
the resources, I think
surely
not
going to be
able to do it. Is that really what I said
from the young people? We are not discussing CA. Great. Let's have the.
You yeah. find three people. If you don't have them, they find
excuse
three people. That's
yeah.
it.
That's yeah. Yeah.
One
yeah.
moment,
yeah.
please.
Hello.
Let the young girls speak.
They don't want anybody to dissent.
I've been living in this country for 40, 45 years.
Did you pass 10?
I did, but
yeah,
it's not just about
you.
Can you please show us the NRC?
Most marginalized sections of this country are
not a debate on
CA
and NRC. It is about the youth and
about
the youth coming up and showing dissent. Yes, go ahead.
She just said ki it's not about CA and NRC, but then the panel just commented that this CA and NRC won't be bringing new people. These are people here. Is it saying that we don't have a problem that with the people who are already here? I'm from Assam and we have a problem with the people who are already here.
And that is why NRC is required.
No, we don't understand.
The Northeast is totally different.
Yeah. We are the Northeast.
Totally
we
different.
Have a different problem. It's not about Hindu,
yeah,
Muslim. Listen to me first.
Yeah.
Even if you bought the BJP government in Assam, it was because they promised they will solve the problem of the immigrants. And we have accepted immigrants till 1971, while the rest of India has done till 1950s. True. We have 20 years of extra immigrants already. You know we are a small state. We are a border state. So we have faced the immigration more than any part of the country.
Absolutely.
So when you say that this is not about bringing new immigrants, it is about the old people who have been here. Mm. We have a problem with that as well. We want either to move them to the rest
they
of the country.
They don't want illegal Muslims, Hindus, nobody.
That's the objective of NRC.
It's a very different problem in the Northeast. Okay, go ahead. It's a very different issue in the Northeast, so we're not going into all those details.
These people were there. Definitely these people were there. But my question is for you is that, now what is the need of this act for CA? Already, do we don't have any of this act prior to
CA? Again,
we're
coming back to the CA because I don't want to, it's not a discussion on CA. We're talking about the youth and how you're showing dissent and how, the government...
That's why...
Main question also...
That's why, because that act we are doing peacefully. People are doing peacefully. Then why you are proposing that?
No, we are not, sir. We are
you, sir.
If you
are suppressing that.
If you have a right to oppose CAA, I have a right to welcome it. I have a right to support. That's my dissent. You cannot take away my dissent. I'm also a youth. If I have a dissent with you, I have all the right to exercise it. You can't take it away.
अगर मैं जेएनयू से हूँ मैं जानती हूँ कि कॉमन स्टूडेंट हजारों की संख्या में सड़कों पर उतरा है अपनी फीहाई के मुद्दे को लेकर आप उसको एक राजनीति जामे का जामा पहनाकर उसको आप रोक नहीं सकते कि एक राजनीति से पर्टिकुलर राजनीति से प्रेरित है ऐसा नहीं है कॉमन स्टूडेंट वहाँ पर बाहर निकल रहा है और हर एक ने वहाँ पर जाके अपने फीहाई आपके की यहाँ पर जेएनयू कैंपस में उनके एग्जिस्टेंस पर यानी कि उनके एग्जिट होने पर सवाल उठ गया है तो ऐसे में जब वो कैंपस में रह नहीं पाएंगे क्या मतलब कौन सी राजनीति से प्रेरित होंगे वो
और मैम इसी के लिए अगर समबडी ब्रॉट इन 7 crores फ्रॉम द यूजीसी फॉर द जेएनयू इट वाज द एबीवीपी If ABP was marching hand in hand with JNUC and then separately,
so का विरोध भगवा जलेगा करके जो स्लोगन लिखे गए थे उसके साथ करेंगे
We have filmmaker Anubhav Vasinha with us and somebody who has been quite vocal, you know, in all of this and all this dissent. One moment, let me just go across to him and we spoke to him earlier. Anubhav, do you feel the youth with all these protests, etc., do you feel that they have shown the way? And for a while it seemed that there was this sort of fear of speaking out, there was this fear of dissent and, you know, any sort of repercussions that you feel that you may face. And now you've had even, members of your film fraternity coming and speaking out.
Fear of what? You know, people are feeling the need to speak. And you know why? Because the future of this country is out there in the streets. These are all, say, 18, 19, 20, 22-year-old people who's saying, give me my country back. I want my country the way it used to be. And when they make that noise, we have to stand by them shoulder to shoulder. We have to tell them that, yes, what you're saying is right. This is a beautiful country and that's how it should remain.
All right. So what do you think the government should do? Because we see these sort of statements being made which kind of dismiss the students' movement or these protests claiming that it's, you know, it's organized by the opposition. What do you think the government should do?
I expect the government to sit down with these kids and talk to them and have a conversation with them and not tell them.
Okay.
But my advice to the kids is that, you know, keep doing what you think is right and keep at it and in the most non-violent manner. There was this guy who got us the freedom, basically him and a lot of other people. His name was Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. Think of him, read up a bit on him if you haven't read already. So just go by those principles of Ahimsa. And keep doing the right things until you think you've gotten wherever you want to get. I mean, that's the advice that I would give to you. But it's your life, it's your country, guys. I'm pretty much done. I've been around too long now.
All right. So the fate of the country is with the youth. But one moment, I just want to ask Siddharth and Gunja both. Don't you feel after these protests already we have seen one sort of rollback from the government, which is about NRC. Suddenly, earlier we heard a lot of ministers talking about NRC. We heard Amit Shah saying, you know, that first CA and NRC and chronology, Samaji and all that. But now suddenly, after these protests, it's like, oh, we weren't even talking about NRC. We're not even discussing it in the government. So I would say that this is an impact of the protests. Yes, Gunja?
No, I don't think there's been any rollback on NRC. The fact is that the fear-mongering...
Considering the kind of statements earlier and then after that.
You know what? I think we should just listen and understand. We can't, you know, pick and choose words. Yes, I don't think the government said that it's not going to do NRC. All it's saying is that the NRC rules are yet to come. So stop fear-mongering. Stop creating false images.
And they put it on the back burner.
And stop preempting it. No, what they've said is don't preempt it till we come out with rules. Don't
and
react before
it happens.
Put it
on the back. What is wrong? What are we expecting
from this government? I'm saying it's good.
What are we expecting from this government? Students are coming out. If there is fear in the country, if people are actually doing fear mongering, and if government takes a step, puts it aside for a while, should we not welcome it?
Amir Aziz wants to come in here. We don't want it here. One moment, Amir Aziz has been waiting and listening in Mumbai. Let him speak. Amir, go ahead.
And you will be end your fear mongering because ultimately the citizens will realize is it good or not.
Yes, go ahead. We realize that's why we are on the streets.
Let people choose.
Yes, we are people.
We are. You are.
One moment, let Amir speak. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, why first that since, you know, it is youth and it is students, it is the very students of India's finest universities coming out, JNU, Jamia, Delhi University. And the number is so high that, you know, it is very unlikely that, you know, anyone will try and frame it that, you know, it is motivated with some political party or some money, because they are very common student. And simultaneously, you know, the ruling party and, you know, its entire ally is try to sabotage it in a, you know, I have been picked up, you know, I'll not say I, we have been picked up from roads, you know, jahan koi 144 dhara nahi lagi hui hai, beach road pe, Assam Bhavan ke pehle se, people are being picked up by just, you know, the way they look. I look like a student, there is a woman sitting next to me who is wearing a hijab, they are being picked up. You know, सिर्फ इसलिए कि उनको लग रहा है कि प्रोटेस्ट भी जा रहे हैं. अरे जब आप इतना फेयर हैं, जब आप एनआरसी सीए लेके आए हैं, तो लोगों का बात सुनिए ना. व्हाई आर यू सो अफ्रेड ऑफ पीपल प्रोटेस्टिंग?
ओके, एंड स्पीकिंग अबाउट प्रोटेस्ट, व्हाई डोंट यू रीड आउट अ वर्स ऑफ योर पोएम, द वेरी फेमस पोएम,
जामिया की लड़कियां?
यस,
या सो द फर्स्ट लाइन इज, शाहों को बेनकाब करती हैं, इशारों से इनकलाब करती हैं जामिया की लड़कियां. पितृसत्ता के कपड़े फट जाते हैं, सब लोग राह से हट जाते हैं, जब रास्तों पे डट जाती हैं जामिया की लड़कियां. एंड जब पुलिस उठाती है लाठी और लोग उठाते हैं पत्थर, मक्तल से चीखें उठती हैं, इंसान के सांस से रुकती हैं, जब आहें सब घुटती रहती हैं, निगाहें सब झुकती रहती हैं, झुकने लगते हैं जुल्म के आगे जब दुनिया के सब आदमी, थकने लगते हैं मालिकों से लड़ लड़ के गुलाम भी, जब इंसानियत के टूटे टुकड़े सड़कों पर गिरने लगते हैं, भींच के मुट्ठी सड़कों से नारे उठाती हैं जामिया की लड़कियां.
ओके, वंडरफुल, थैंक यू.
और जब भींच के मुट्ठी
सड़कों से, लेट्स स्पीक टू सम ऑफ द स्टूडेंट्स हियर. यस, गो अहेड, व्हाट्स योर क्वेश्चन?
माय क्वेश्चन टू मैम, दैट यू, ही इज मेंशनड दैट इट वाज मेंशनड इन द मैनिफेस्टो ऑफ द बीजेपी दैट व्हेन वी विल कम टू द गवर्नमेंट वी विल pass the law or whatever, the CA and all these things. At that time, what you were doing, you were celebrating the Afzal Guru, Afzalam Sharminda, yes, and yeah, all
you
the
know
things
her
you were
you, don't you?
Or you were doing all the things. You have a money for the.
I was doing
not
that.
I'm talking about all those who are against of these yes. law.
Oh. Okay. So yeah, at that time, what do you?
Because we are one monolithic entity, right?
No, let him speak.
You have a right. Then the in the
2019,
we have a vote that we have voted that which party we want. At that time, what do you were doing? You were sitting at your home, or what you all are doing?
I voted, not for BJP.
People knowing about CAA or not knowing about CAA before voting. And the thing is that this is again, like I was talking to people across India
during the elections, but this is not anecdotal. This is from a survey from CSDS, which is very established.
One second, let her
answer. I understand that, but you know, people were asked if at the time of voting they knew about CAA or did not know about CAA and what their positions were. The majority of people did not know. Of those that knew, only 35% supported it and 33% did not support it. So it's not like this was...
Which is why now the BJP is going out and informing people about CAA, because it...
And
it's
exactly.
That,
I mean,
that's not enough information.
BJP is losing state elections. If I may,
government is taking out a policy, they should explain it to everybody.
All right, go ahead.
Surya ma'am says...
And Surya ma'am says, it's about Surya ma'am says, go ahead.
That is also a call for supporting. I mean, explaining to people what it exactly is.
Bole,
bole. My question is Surya ma'am says, you have इकोनॉमी से जोड़ कर देखा कि अगर उनको नागरिकता मिल जाएगी तो वो हमारे देश के खाएंगे, हमारे देश में रहेंगे. तो जब 40 लाख इलीगल रोहिंग्या हमारे देश में आए, तब आपने ये बात क्यों नहीं बोली?
नहीं,
क्या आपका ये डबल स्टैंडर्ड नहीं है?
क्या बोला है?
वो भी तो हमारे देश के खाएंगे, हमारे देश में रहेंगे. अभी तक वो हमारे देश में रह रहे हैं, हमारे देश में भी रह रहे हैं, और तमाम नेता कहते हैं कि किसी को
बम नहीं है. लेट सूर्या आंसर द क्वेश्चन.
अभी पूछे इसलिए जवाब दो.
रोहिंग्या मिला है आज तक इंडिया में? आपने आज तक किसी रोहिंग्या को देखा है, उससे बात?
मैं मिलवा दूं.
So,
okay.
Would you play a role
in discussing Rohingyas right now?
We are talking about the youth of the country protesting.
I want to come back to it.
You are making religion the
source. Okay, 1 minute. Let's get 2-3 questions.
Criteria for citizenship.
Or that's your opinion, Surya?
Are you making a claim there are no Rohingyas in our country?
Siddharth.
As a youth, मेरा मानना ये है, मेरा सवाल आपसे ये है, अगर हिंदुस्तान में 20 लोग भी सीए के प्रोटेस्ट के मतलब उसके अगेंस्ट हैं, तो एज ए इंडियन प्राइम मिनिस्टर, नॉट बीजेपी और संघ प्राइम मिनिस्टर, आपको उनकी बात सुनना पड़ेगी.
तो सुन रही है सरकार?
नहीं सुन रहे हैं सर. आप सुन, भले आप बोल रहे हो ना, दो लोग उसके अपोजिट में, एक भी हो, आपको सुनना पड़ेगी.
आपने बिल्कुल ठीक बात कही है. एज ए यंग पर्सन, आई थिंक यू हैव अ राइट टू, and I think you have a right to say so. Aap 20 keh rahe ho, main keh raha hu, even if one person comes out and says that CA is not right, the government has to listen. And for that, that does not mean that the government has to roll back CA.
Of course.
That means the government has to come out with clarifications, make the people understand what it exactly is. And the government did so.
The government came out with FAQs.
The government officially came out with all official documents. The government even came up, stepped up, and even tried to kill the fear mongering in the society. Came up in FAQs. The government has also answered in an official governmental document what people are trying to spread, what the reality is. The government has never done so. And this is just for the protest, a few people who are fearing
it. The issue of CA, when they raised some issues regarding CA, the Prime Minister also said the opposition parties are speaking like they're Pakistani parties. When the protest started off, the Prime Minister, yes, he said they're speaking in the voice of Pakistan. And when the protest also started off in Jharkhand during the election, the Prime Minister also said you can recognize the protesters by their clothes. These are not statements.
Can you not recognize them?
No.
Shameful, very shameful statement.
Can you not recognize them?
How do you recognize?
I mean, you need to cut the hypocrisy.
What identity do you make out of
it? Muslims are protesting.
I didn't say that.
I'm saying.
I'm not saying that. I'm not shameful of making such a statement.
No. All I'm saying is that let us not always try to do this monkey balancing act. There is a problem with people with a certain mindset. And of course, I mean,
what
if you...
What kind of clothes do people with a certain mindset wear?
How do you recognize the
mindset also?
You want to
define this mindset.
No, but That's what I'm saying. No?
So I've seen engineers from IITs also opposing. I've seen scientists from IISc opposing. I've seen civil society
but in Hyderabad. Was the Prime Minister talking about those peaceful protesters?
No. He's not talking about anything.
He was talking about
statement to make is what the point I was making when Siddharth was trying to tell us that the government is very happily and very benevolently, you know, explaining it. All right, okay, this gentleman has been wanting to ask. Yes.
Hello.
Yes, go
ahead. I would like to ask a question from Siddharth, sir. And my question is, you have told that man that if you have a certificate of class 10 passing, then you can prove your citizenship.
Yes.
I would like to say, you from where do you have got this data? Are you the government?
Data? I'll tell you.
Yes.
Okay.
This data is available in official governmental documents. The data about NRC is also available. You search, Google it. FAQs NRC. It's a government of India document. On Google, it's a government of India document. Which also says three witnesses would also work.
Listen to me.
Three witnesses would also work.
Hello?
No education. No land.
You have told that.
And the
people voted for CA and NRC. But I would like to say you what people voted for. People voted for job, GDP growth, and employment of people.
And what definitely, sir, we should talk upon it. Definitely, that should improve. But if you come out and tell me that if a government, that if the government has passed such act, if you come out and tell me that this government has passed such act and the Home Minister and Prime Minister on every day are sitting together and saying CA because the protests are going on, that is not correct. They're working on the economy also. They're working. We can discuss if they're working correctly or not. We can discuss if they're working correctly or not. But any act.
Let's face it, we're seeing a lot of protests. Go ahead. Bharti wants to make a point. He's been very quiet.
10 bills.
See, there are two points that.
Quickly, make your point.
I don't like this shouting fest, so generally, when I speak, I don't like anyone else to be shouting over me.
We also have.
Just that there are two points here. One, initially they had raised something about politicians getting involved in student politics and whatnot. But clearly this is not a two-sided thing. The Prime Minister himself has said that protesters can be identified by their looks. Several BJP leaders have taken out statements against the student protests that have happened. So giving out statements about student protests by politicians has happened on all the sides, has happened from all the political parties. So this is not a new thing. They said the politicians are getting involved, they're making this political. But this is political. The matter is political.
Definitely.
It
I think
does not stop
why
becoming
the youth
political.
Cannot be political. I want to go across to Pallavi MD. She's a singer and actor from Bengaluru. And Pallavi, you were there at one of the anti-CA protests. And a video of yours went viral where you were actually singing Fez's poem, Hum Dekhenge, and you sang it in Kannada. So tell us about that. Why did you choose to sing it?
That is the message of the song. It's against oppression, but this is not the only song. The thing is that when they said you cannot sing this song, it just exploded, I guess. There are many, many other songs. There are such songs in every language in our country, I guess. In Kannada, I've been singing voices of poets have always been conscience keepers, and I have been singing such poems all my life. But Hum Dekhenge became special for this protest, and this moment it's very special because they said you cannot sing it. And they misrepresented the lyrics. So we disagree with it, and it's definitely not anti-Hindu. It is against oppression. That is what it is.
All right, yes, Hum Dekhenge, it has become, you know, the anthem somewhat. We've seen it at all the protests. So Pallavi, will you sing it for us as well in Kannada like you did?
Sure. It's written by Mamata Sagar and Bindu Malini, and I sang it yesterday and I'll sing it for you today. A few lines of the Kannada version of Hum Dekhenge. But before that, I would like to sing two lines of our poet, Rashtrakavi Kuvempu, who says, whose Vishwamanava song, the man of the universe, is that please do not have any boundaries. Please don't be ruled by religion or caste and try to, go beyond that. I'll sing two lines of that and then I will sing Fez's Kannada translation. This is Kuvempu.
O nanna chetana aguni aniketana o nanna chetana Nuru matada hotta tu ಎಲ್ಲ ತತ್ವದಲ್ಲೇ ಮೀರಿ ನಿರ್ದಿಗಂತವಾಗಿಯೇರಿ ನಿರ್ದಿಗಂತವಾಗಿಯೇರಿ ಓ ನನ್ನ ಚೇತನ ಆಗೋ ನೀ ಅನಿಕೇತನ ಆವೋ ನನ್ನ ಚೇತನ.
ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಮತಾ ಸಾಗರ್ಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಮ್ ದೇಖೆಂಗೆ. ನೋಡೋಣ ನಾವು ನೋಡೋಣ, ನೋಡೇ ಬಿಡೋಣ ಅದೇನಂತ ನಾವು ನೋಡೋಣ. ಆಣೆ ಮಾಡಿ ಇಟ್ಟಂಥ ಆ ದಿನವ, ಶಾಸನದಲ್ಲಿ ಬರೆದಿಟ್ಟ ಆ ದಿನವ ನಾವು ನೋಡೋಣ. ಅಂಚಿಗಿಟ್ಟವರ ಕಾಲ ಕೆಳಗೇನೆ ಈ ಭೂಮಿ ಗಡಗಡ ನಡುವೋದ, ಆಳೋ ಪ್ರಭುಗಳ ತಲೆ ಮೇಲೆ ಸಿಡಿಲು ಸಿಡಿ ಸಿಡಿ ಸಿಡಿಯೋದ ನಾವು ನೋಡೋಣ. ನಾವು ನೋಡೋಣ, ನೋಡೇ ಬಿಡೋಣ ಅದೇನಂತ ನಾವು ನೋಡೋಣ.
All right, I think that was beautiful. A round of applause for Pallavi. That was absolutely beautiful. And the song, I think we all know the words of right now. And we're completely out of time. Just a few more points if you want to make this. No more questions, just a few points if you want to make quickly.
कि मैम हम भगवा के खिलाफ नहीं है मैम, लेकिन जब जो भगवा वो कह रहे हैं कि हम बदला लेंगे, कोई चीफ मिनिस्टर अगर ये बात कहता है कि मैं बदला लूंगा अपने लोगों से, मैम वो कितना गलत है मैम. और उनपे खुद मैम उनके पास खुद आईपीसी के सेक्शंस लगे हैं मैम, राइटिंग के एंड ऑल दैट के मैम, एंड वो लेंगे मैम.
for being here and thank you the audience. All right, goodbye.